This is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Corey Crow. Governor Jeff Landry has signed his first bills into law. They come from last week's special session, and they include a measure that will bring party primaries to federal elections in 2026. LawPolitics.com publisher Jeremy Alford says the governor wanted closed party primaries for nearly all elections, but he didn't push the issue.
I do not think Jeff Landry tried to really bully anyone or do the kind of hardball political tactics that he is known for.
Landry also signed the congressional district map that makes the 6th district a majority-minority district. Republican Garrett Graves' 6th district looks much different with this new map. It extends from Baton Rouge up I-49 towards Shreveport. LSU political science professor Robert Hogan says Senator Cleo Fields may challenge Graves, and he believes Fields could win.
That's completely unacceptable. I don't know how any federal judge could stand by such a rendition of a map. Looks more like a Jackson Pollock painting than it does a federal map.
The new Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Secretary, Madison Sheehan, is new to the Pelican State. The 26-year-old is from Ohio and committed to making Louisiana as great as it can be.
This department serves the people of Louisiana, and one of the things for us to be able to do that is to bring that into the modern era, which maybe the department hasn't been there in the past.
She's been working to see how the agency can run more efficiently.